10%, and Lion Capital gets his 15% stake. Remember, we previously noted that the sum of stakes across all shareholders is always 100%. This can be used to verify the dilution calculation we just saw. If we add stakes of Rohan, John, and all investors, now we get 42.5 plus 42.5 plus 15, which is 100%. This shows that our calculation is correct. Now, for Lion Capital to own a 15% stake in the company, we will have to issue them shares. Note that since Rohan and John are not selling their stake, they will not transfer their shares to the investor. New shares will be created for the investor. Before investment, Rohan owned a 50% stake and 5,000 shares in the company. After investment, this has changed. John owns a 50% stake and 5,000 shares in the company. This means that 10,000 shares represented 100%.